Hi guys, it's your friend Alan Angeles, and you're listening to Roughly Sketch Radio. And on today's session, I have another present for all you sports, MMA, fighting, boxing fans, all of you guys. I know I sound like a sports channel, but the fact of the matter is, I enjoy me some sports. You know, I do love art. I make art. But that doesn't mean I don't like sports. So if you're one of us who's into art and also sports, this session is for you. And what a delight do I have for you today. I have two amazing fights, two amazing champions, two people that I was rooting for, and one, surprisingly, one of them by a knockout. It was a given. It was really fast. And the other, who I thought it was going to be fast, took a longer time, and it was by decision. If you guys don't know, the sports industry is changing, and specifically the boxing and MMA industry is changing, is shifting due to the fact that, if you guys don't know or feel ancient by now, pay-per-view is dying. It's a dying breed. Why am I saying that? Simple. Not everyone is into buying $60 and sometimes even $80 events. Usually they tend to be $50 to $60, but no one likes to buy an event that is worth $60. It is becoming ridiculous for people to even watch a decent boxing fight. And so people like Oscar De La Hoya with Golden Boy Promotions, Anthony Joshua bringing his A game, Bellator, Combate Americas, and so, and many other institutions and promotions are bringing their A game, their fighters, to this application called The Zone. If you guys haven't checked it out, I mean, I'm not sponsored by them, but I enjoyed me some good fights this past Saturday. And what can I say, guys? You can sign up for free for your first month. And then after it becomes $9, just like Netflix, really. And it's even cheaper than Netflix, to be honest. You know, you count with the best fighters at the moment, Anthony Joshua, Canelo Alvarez, Usyk, coming up from Ukraine. I mean, guys, it's a good deal. But anyways, I don't want to sound like a commercial. I want to talk about the two fights that I really enjoy this weekend. One of them being Canelo Alvarez coming from a win with Triple G to fight the behemoth, the talented Rocky Fielding. But to be honest, guys, this fight seemed like a very one-sided fight, and I can understand why they arranged the fight the way they did. A, The Zone wants to promote English fighters, European fighters, and I get that. Perfect. Rocky Fielding being a decent fighter coming from, I believe, a win, but he couldn't finish the job. Unfortunately, Canelo Alvarez is just in another level. He's unified his titles now. I believe he has three belts under his belt. No pun intended. But yeah, that guy did Rocky Fielding dirty. He pretty much hit him. Jesus Christ. It's hard to explain this thing, but quite fun. It only took three rounds for Canelo Alvarez to dismantle Rocky Fielding due to the fact that Rocky Fielding was fighting like Canelo Alvarez. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, well, if you guys check out Rocky Fielding, he is 6'3". That's what I'm saying. He's a behemoth. For the weight that Canelo Alvarez is at, he's really tall. Yet is the same weight that Canelo is. So that only tells you one thing, that he is lean and tall. Canelo Alvarez makes up for them with muscle. And quite frankly, a lot of speed. He was connecting punches left and right. And Rocky, he was just playing Canelo's fight. Canelo's game. What he should have done, and I'm just saying this because I saw the fight, and quite frankly, practicing punching the bag has taught me that perhaps taller fighters are best to be far away. Especially if you have a reach like Rocky Fielding did or does. You might want to stay a little far away from Canelo. Especially when Canelo Alvarez is someone who is such an explosive fighter. Even Anthony Joshua was commentating and said that he's learned the repetition that Canelo Alvarez offers. I mean, that kid, quite frankly, I mean, his punches are really, they're becoming something, guys. I suggest you guys watch the highlights on YouTube or whatever you can find the highlights and check out how he dismantles Fielding within the first round. He went down 4 times within 3 rounds, which is something I have not seen in quite some time, guys. And, you know, I saw that coming. I saw the tension that Canelo had and, quite frankly, the lack of intensity that Fielding displayed in that fight, which was a little bit disappointing due to the fact that I was expecting a, you know, perhaps a one-sided fight, but at least a longer fight. But unfortunately, Canelo is just in another level. Rocky's Fielding's so far has only had 27 wins, one loss due to Canelo, and 15 of those wins have been by KO. Compared to Canelo, I mean, Jesus Christ, this guy has 51 wins, counting with Fielding, one loss, which happened with Floyd Mayweather, and may I remind you guys, he was 23 when he lost, so it wasn't like, you know, I gotta give it to him. He fought the best at 23. Hey, he did his best. And 34 out of those wins were by KO. So, I mean, this was very one-sided. But again, not to take away from Fielding, he is a very captive guy. I mean, that is someone that you want to keep an eye out. But again, I think he played Canelo's game, and you know that's something that you don't want to do, especially when you have a physical as you know, just as you know, when you have someone who's taller and has such a reach that it gives you space to, you know, stay back, you know, learn your opponent and still do what you have to do. I don't know why Fielding went in like Canelo does and try to punch him, do combinations that, to be honest, at the end of the day, Canelo was way too fast for him. But, you know, again, he did a great job. And again, I feel as though the Zone did this as just a way to promote Canelo and his career and his endeavors with the app. Because he has 11 fights with the Zone. So hopefully, you know, we can get a Triple G, maybe, perhaps. Who knows? Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya haven't really... Well, I know Oscar has spoken with ESPN commentators and whatnot about having Triple G Canelo 3. And I'm all for it. I think it makes sense. I think Triple G deserves the third round. Why not? But again, if Canelo wins, I think it's a done deal for Triple G and he need to pack his bags and go back to the drawing board, to be honest, because if I don't see Triple G doing his best in the third, forget about it. I'm done. Triple G, you will have to work up the ranks again. But that was a fight in Madison Square Garden with Canelo Alvarez and Rocky Fielding. Amazing, guys. For such a, you know, young age, Canelo has, you know, had an amazing career. And now with this contract of $365 million, I believe, I mean, he's taking boxing to the next level. I believe Canelo and Anthony Joshua are pretty much the gatekeepers of boxing at the moment. So we'll see. We'll have to keep an eye on all these guys and see how it goes. But we'll have to see how it goes. And I want to take you guys, that butt reminded me that I wanted to take you guys to MMA. Of course. Bellator 213. Amazing fight. I couldn't ask for a better fight. But that is coming after this little quick break. We'll be right back, guys. This is Alan Angeles and Roll the Sketch Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back with the amazing fight that took place in Honolulu, Hawaii. Why am I very happy about this? Well, it's not because I have my morning coffee after a good workout in the gym. No. It's because I saw one of my favorite MMA stars. And yes, I am talking about the Dragon, Lyoto Machida. Why am I so excited about this guy? Well, not for the fact that he reminds me of my favorite video game character, Ryu from Street Fighter. No. It's because he gave us a good fight. A fight that makes you wonder, what the hell are you doing with your life? The man is 40 years old now, and he is making his debut in Bellator. If you guys don't know, Bellator is another institution of MMA, just like UFC. But I think what Bellator does, it gives us the UFC fighters that we have not seen in quite some time, due to the fact that UFC likes to push young guys and young women and all that good stuff, which is good. Nothing against that. But Bellator, you know, gives us the old school guys that we miss and we love and we enjoy watching. You know, no matter if they're 30s, late 30s, 40s, you know, who knows? It's about the fighting spirit, and Lyoto Machida did it. Oh my God. If you guys did not know, he fought Rafael Carvalho. Hopefully I am not messing up this. If one of my Brazilian listeners is listening, let me know if I'm breaking it up and I'm messing up his name. But yeah, my man Rafael at 32 years old. I mean, that guy was all physical. That guy was a beast. I saw this guy in the cage, and my God, he was freaking scary. Poor Lyoto, I mean, he broke his nose in the first round. I saw that punch, and quite frankly, it just made me, it reminded me why Lyoto Machida, you know, he is not the best guy at taking a punch. I think Rafael reminded me that Lyoto has a glass jaw, but that's not the reason why I'm into Lyoto Machida. Why I'm into Lyoto Machida is due to the fact that he has such a unique style when it comes to mixed martial arts, which not a lot of people use due to the impracticalities that it has and that incorporates his style. And I'm talking about Shotokan. I don't want to mispronounce again this thing, but it's pretty much karate. Lyoto Machida is a karate guy, and I mean, he shows us his fighting IQ with his fight that he took with Rafael this Saturday. I mean, the guy took it to the third round. If you guys don't know, Bellator fights go as 3 rounds and 5 minutes each. And so Rafael was, you know, he couldn't gas out. He, you know, being the younger guy at 32 and 6'3", I mean, the guy's a beast. And to me, the fight seemed like fighting IQ versus stamina and strength. And quite frankly, Rafael did his job. I thought Lyoto was losing, but what Lyoto did that I guess won the scores is that he was more bloody physically, but he looked and he made the judges think that he was in control of the fight. And hopefully I'm making sense by saying that. And what I mean by that is that every time that Lyoto moved or tried to, you know, reach him and trying to grab them, the punches tended to land. And also, he made Rafael change his fighting approach. So that kind of made Machida look like he was in control of the fight. And that went throughout the three rounds. Couldn't complain. Although I thought at first, I thought that Machida was losing. But seeing the second time and seeing the replays in slow motions, I realized that I can understand why the fight went the way they did. And it went by unanimous decision to Lyoto Machida. And I couldn't agree more. I saw the fight, and again, seeing the second time, opened my eyes to see how Lyoto pretty much handled Rafael. And if you guys paid close attention at the last round and the third one, right in the last seconds, he holds Rafael in a choke hold. And I think if the fight would have gone for at least extra 20 seconds, it would have been a KO. So again, Machida showing us his IQ. Very powerful strikes by Rafael. Broke Machida's nose. I mean, guys, this guy was a beast. And this guy was a champion in Bellator right now. He had 15 wins, 2 losses, and 12 of those wins were by KO. So that guy, like I said, that shows you the punching power and the takedowns that, you know, that he does. He's a strong guy. And Machida coming with 25 wins, 8 losses, and 10 of those were by KO. So that tells you Machida is not so much of a guy that likes to break guys down, but he likes to take his time and, you know, go the long run. So that sometimes puts you in a place where it's like a decision type of thing. So I understand Machida's type of approach. But again, Rafael gave him a run for his money. And for his debut, Machida did a great job, guys. I mean, again, I recommend watching this in the zone. If you guys don't have it, it's okay. Go try it. I mean, I'm just sprung with this application. And I'm not, this is not a paid sponsorship at all. I just got it for free. I put it on my PS4 and my phone, and I'm a happy camper, guys. I can't tell you, a bunch of fights for $9.99 a month. First month free, so go check it out. Don't want to keep sounding like a commercial, but I mean, guys, these two fights were, I mean, most guys will probably spend, back in the day, probably passing a good $100 or more just for two fights that I personally wanted to see. So I don't know. You guys tell me how you guys watch things. Do you guys watch things by application, or do you guys still have cable? Let me know. If you guys do follow me, go check me out, or don't follow me, go check me out at Instagram at @just_Alan_Angeles. I post my everyday stuff, everyday life. Also can follow me at facebook.com/roughlysketchstudios. I post everything, art, thoughts, you name it, everything goes in there. But I gotta let you guys go. I'm kind of excited, and I just want to let these guys I'm pretty hyped up about the fight. So, and also this coffee that I drink in the morning, I got this morning routine that I gotta tell you guys that I do before I leave. And it's pretty much, I recommend it to anyone. Wake up really early, go to the gym for at least 1 to 2 hours, and then get yourself a nice cup of coffee and get the thoughts going, just like I am right now, and express yourself. I think, you know, whether it's writing, painting, speaking, I think it's a great way to express your mind, let the demons out, and, you know, see where it takes you. So we'll see how it goes. It's your friend Alan, keeping awesome, and you already know what to follow. Go check out my other stuff in my social media. It's your friend Alan Angeles, and thank you for listening. It's your friend keeping awesome. This is Roughly Sketch Radio.